Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life series, where this time around we are talking about the gift of choice. And it has been bringing up so many wonderful things for me, so many different conversations, so many ahas and insights. And, you know, when I first started the series, it's like, what does the gift of choice even mean? I didn't know. I just chose it. Right. And so sometimes you choose something, you don't know how it's going to be, what it means, what's going to turn out to be. But as I've been doing these calls with these wonderful facilitators and guests, I've been learning so much more about myself even, you know, and what the gift of choice really means. And for me, it's about choosing and creating a reality every day, every 10 seconds. And it's never going to look the way you think it's going to, and it's going to change all the time. So today we have on the show, Anthony Mattis is here with us. And I'm so excited because I asked Anthony to be on the show a while ago, and we finally were able to, you know, work out the dates. And he recently did a call, an intro call first, and which is like about entities or something, right? And it's like, oh, I missed it. So, but I still registered and I watched it afterwards. And then he did another call, which was amazing, which I was able to be on. And it's like, oh my God, he is amazing. He's brilliant. I'm so excited that we get to have a conversation. And for those of you who don't know, Anthony, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. You can read up about him on the live page, of course, but he is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, a Talk to the Entities Facilitator, and a Body Process Facilitator. And he's been traveling the world providing ASV sessions, and he personally works with Dr. Dane here and Gary Douglas. And they are the co-creators and founders of Access Consciousness. And so we use the tools of Access Consciousness on the show. So before, you know, we even get into that, you can find out more at accessconsciousness.com, and we may be using the clearing statement. So you can go to theclearingstatement.com to find out more about that. But we've talked about these tools and processes on all of these shows, and they're brilliant. They work fast. I use them all the time. And so Anthony has been doing these ASB sessions with, which, Dane here called Anthony set synthesis of being. I can't even say it. Anthony's synthesis of being sessions. And I hear they're really, really powerful. And he works on bodies and with entities and processing, verbal processing and more. So I'm so glad that we get to, you know, meet, you know, who knows, maybe we'll do a mini ASB session remotely for everybody here on the call. Who knows? We'll see. We'll go with the flow. So Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited because, you know, we just had your lovely wife, Julia, on last week.
Okay.
She's always so much fun, and I get so many ahas whenever she comes on the show and whenever I talk to her. So it's like, ooh, yeah. Now we get to have Anthony. So Anthony, because it's your first time on our show, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you work with the Access Consciousness tools and processes?
Man, where does one start? My gosh. All right. So my day job for like 18 years, almost 20 years, was a holistic chiropractor. And so ever since I graduated chiropractor school, ever since I was in chiropractic school, I was always like what you call a technique junkie. I was always trying to look for, you know, that magical technique that would change people's lives forever, you know? And then I found, well, maybe it's not just one technique. So I was always searching and looking for things that would change people's realities, you know, and it wasn't just enough for me to work with people's bodies and be like, you know, without looking further into the cause of why people's bodies are doing what they're doing. And so, you know, fast forward, going through all these different techniques and modalities and really having, you know, decent results, but not the kind of results that I always knew were possible. And then, you know, then getting married, having kids, and having a wife that was struggling with mental illness, bipolar disorder, and then committing suicide, I was like, oh shit, you know, like what the hell's going on? You know, it's for all the things that I had studied and learned, and some of the supernatural experience I even had, it was like when I needed those tools to work, they didn't. And so, you know, I was very angry. I had invested a lot of money with very, you know, little to no success. I mean, you know, she still chose to check out. And as you know, with Access, everything is just a choice, you know. But, you know, had we had the tools that Access Consciousness provides a kid's mom would be alive today. No question in my mind. So, but that's not how it went. So then, you know, 9 months later after her passing, I learned about this crazy thing called the bars. And I'll be honest with you, all the different modalities that I ever done, I would jump in with both feet. Even if I couldn't afford the classes, I'd put it on credit cards. But when Access came along, I'm like, prove it to me. You know, and I'm not going to put one class on a credit card. And if these tools really work, the money will just show up like they say it will. And I didn't jump in with both feet. I'll be honest with you, because I had a, you know, I was sort of really bitter and angry at that point in my life and really depressed. And so I brought my children to the our first bars class, and I watched the boys were 10 and 8 at the time, or 11 and 9, I don't remember. But and I watched the ease that it created in their world. And I was too busy questioning everything and not receiving the process and judging it, and also judging like what the people from my church would say about it, that I didn't really receive the first two classes I went to. But I watched the ease that it created in the children, and I knew something somewhere deep down inside that I'm like, I had this point of, I'm like, you know, it may not help me. I may be a lost cause, but the ease that it's creating in the children's world, it's worth the price of admission. I'm just going to keep coming back for the kids. That was sort of my point of view. And then all of a sudden, it was like it was my third bars class, and I could barely stand up after this person did the bars on me, and I thought I was going to vomit all over the place. And that's when I knew, I was like, whoa, I'd never had anything affect my brain with that level of intensity that it did. And then the very next day, I woke up with this incredible amount of joy. I felt like God or the universe had put a brand new brain into my skull. And it was like, 11 months after the children's mom passed away. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be this happy this soon. And so, but I knew something told me that was something very, very special about this work with Access Consciousness. And then every time I would go to a class, I never put one class on a credit card. The money tools created money to show up in my life for me to pay for all my classes without going into debt or creating past expenditures. And it was like, holy shit, these tools really do work. And my life and the children's life just got better and better and better. And then it was like literally this whole deal with working on Gary and Dane, that was not something that was a target or a goal. I didn't see that coming, but it was like, when I started living in and asked the question, and what else is truly possible here that's beyond my wildest dreams or my imagination, it was like that showed up. And when it did show up, it was sort of like Gary even said to me, he's like, you've been waiting for this moment your whole life. Like, how does he know that? And it was like in that one particular moment in time, it was like everything that I dreamt about, everything that I knew was possible as a healer, everything that I, all the little experience I had with the other modalities, but they weren't like long lasting, let's say. It was like it all came in that particular moment. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. And I'll be honest with you, I was excited, but I was also scared at the same time because I had given up on that ever being a possibility. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 48 years old, so I've been at this for a really long time. And, you know, and I was, and like it all just like came together. And I was like, I don't want to do sessions in the back of the classes. I don't want to work on Gary and Dan, you know. I don't have what it takes. But they saw something in me that I knew was there from the time I was a kid, but nowhere in this reality, certainly not the school system, mm-hmm. created the space for me to develop those capacities. And so I spent most of my life being insecure, having low confidence, low self-esteem, you name it, and really just judging myself. And it really wasn't until Access and that particular moment where they're like, hey, you have this capacity with ESB. Well, all of a sudden it was like, I started growing up, you know, but not like because I was immature, but like growing up or into my capacities and potencies, which is, you know, there's no place to get to. It really is just a constant space of creating your life. And there's no mountaintop to get to. There's no like baby steps. You know, you take whatever steps you want to take because really it's just a choice. And it was like everything just exploded in my universe. There were many times where I was really, really uncomfortable and I was still in doubt because that was like my normal auto response systems. But it was like I was so tired of suffering and having a life of mediocrity and depression and all of that stuff and people dying around me. I was like, you know, no matter how scared I am to do this, and no matter how much I doubt myself, I'm going for it anyway, because it matches the energy of what I always knew was possible. But for whatever reason, I was never in that like environment for it to prosper.
Wow. I love what you're saying, especially about, you know, basically stepping into who you truly are and who you can be if you choose it, right? And making choices based on the energy of what you've always known you thought was possible, right? But hadn't seen yet, but it's like, I know this is possible, whatever this is, right? Wow. And stepping into it without that doubt and judgment. And I think the doubt and judgment gets in the way so much, even when we're trying to make a choice, you know, when we're like, okay, I'm choosing this, and then the doubt comes, and then the judgments come, and then the projections and the expectations come in, and then it's like, oh crap. Yeah. And I haven't taken one step, right?
Yeah. And then when that happens too, a lot of times that starts to destroy our creations. It's like or like that forward momentum that you can perceive happening, but maybe it's not happening in our time frame. Right. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's not showing up the way we concluded that it's supposed to look like. So then we start, you know, like you were saying, those projections and expectations, and then we start to go into judgment and doubt, and then we actually destroy all of that. So, and again, and I went through that, and I still go through that today. But what's really cool is you have tools that can immediately stop the energy of that if you go to that place that's not so favorable, you know. And that's what's really cool about the tools of access, because it's like, you literally do destroy and uncreate those areas where you're functioning from unconsciousness or anti-consciousness. And it's like, you can't fail. Like, there's no such thing as failing, because every choice creates an awareness. You know, there is no right or wrong, and there really is no good or bad. Mm-hmm. It's like every choice creates an awareness. So if you looked at every choice you made, even the ones you've deemed as bad choices, what if those choices just got you to the where you are right now? And it really is just always about creating. What do I get to create today? What do I get to create tomorrow? What do I get to create the next day? And just choosing. And if it doesn't show up, or if it's not working, okay, cool. What else is possible? Instead of, oh my God, I fucked up. Mm-hmm. I made a bad choice. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that to yourself, you know? And what I realized too, and that's what I loved about the topic, is like, people don't realize they have choices.
That's right.
People you know, we have this point of view that we're stuck. We're stuck in this relationship for the next 30 years, or we're stuck in this career for the next 30 years of our life because it pays well, and there's nothing out there that exists that can pay me as well. What if those are all lies that you're buying into? You know, and it's like, man, what's really cool about access, it really does open up this space where you actually have infinite choices and infinite possibilities.
And it's really, about really asking cool questions, right? Constantly. I'm not, you know, I hate
always
to constantly, but always ask, instead of going to conclusion, instead of saying, I can't. So the word can't, I threw out of my dictionary a long time ago, vocabulary a long time ago. When somebody says to me, you can't do this, like, really? Watch me. You know, it's like, it's like, you know, everything goes on, and when somebody says you can't do it, it's like, really, why not? You know, it's like, what if I really want it, I'm gonna do it. So there's nothing that stops us from creating our lives, choosing anything different other than ourselves, isn't it?
Right. Totally.
Like, nobody can stop us. I mean, like, nobody could say to me, Alara, you can't do that. Really? Watch me. Why can't I? I'm going to do it. Even if the laws are against me, or even if the police come, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. What do you mean? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I know. And it's like,
I feel so bad for him. Because
like, we also have to be careful too, where we, you know, when we become aware of people's projections on us, and where we actually spend a lot of our lives and time and creative capacities proving people wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to be motivated to do what it is that you desire to create. But I spent most of my life trying to prove the school system wrong, that I wasn't dumb, right? Instead of just being like, okay, what would I like to create in the world? And, you know, I was aware that there was something beyond the different career opportunities that you were introduced to in the school system, right? Yeah. But I didn't know what they were. So you do go to doubt, like, okay, does creating a reality beyond this reality really exist? Because everywhere in the tangible universe, it says you need to be a doctor or a lawyer or a, you know, a mailman or a teacher or, you know, whatever the case may be. Yeah. And it's like, I spent most of my life trying to prove them wrong that I wasn't a dummy. So I did college and college and college. I would start studying, but that wasn't until I got older. And then I realized, oh my God, now with Access, I'm trying to unlearn everything I learned because it's been a limitation for me. Instead of being like, okay, what else is possible? And really choosing the things that match the energy of like what I always knew was possible. And I didn't really start doing that until the last 6 years.
So I'm going to ask everybody right now, for yourself, for your life, what do you, like, what is that energy for you that is truly possible, that you think is out there somewhere, but you can't have it because of whatever reason, whatever those limitations are, whatever those conclusions are? What is that energy? I mean, when I think of that energy for myself, it's like, wow, it's so expansive. And I've always known it. I've always felt it. I've always like that, you know, but it's like, it's just been like a little bit out of my reach, a little bit out of my reach. It's like, and then, you know, with the tools of Access, I realized, what? No, wait a minute. It's not out of my reach. I'm living that life, that energy that I've been wanting, you know, that I thought was outside of myself, that I thought was way over there, that other people had it and I couldn't have it. And I was like, oh no, that's not true. I'm actually being that, you know, so I'm actually living that and being that. It's like, okay, cool. And acknowledging that. So, but we, you know, sometimes I think we just have this vision of what we think it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not.
And that's where we screw ourselves over too, is like when we actually have a vision or a picture of it. And that's why I love about one of the questions, like if you're facing a particular choice or decision or opportunity in your life, and Gary talks about, ask, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose it, what will my life be like in 5 years? And 5 years is far enough into the future where you can't solidify it. You can't make it a picture. You can only perceive the energy of it, right?
Yeah.
And it's really cool because I like that idea, because I always had these visions or these pictures of how I wanted my kids to be, or how I wanted my family to be, or how I wanted my holistic practice to be. And then I would try to force everything to fit that picture, as opposed to really just being aware of the energy of it and choosing the things along the way that match the energy of it, and just let it show up however it's going to show up, without having a point of view of, like, you know, what color box it's supposed to come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's different. That's a different way of being. And I'll tell you, though, it creates so much freedom when you do that. So much freedom when you ask that one question.
And I love that question. I've used that question so often. And, you know, when you tap into that and get the energy of that, it really, and then you take action towards that of some sort, you know, some sort of action. You got to take a step. It's amazing what it can create. And for me, it's created miracles and more than I could have ever expected. And I realized for myself, it's because I didn't have expectations, you know, I had no expectations. It's like whatever shows up, you know, and I truly, that's what I had. And it was better than I could have even imagined, right? It's like, wow, I had no idea it could be this good, you know? And so a lot of times, though, people get stuck in their heads. They get stuck in the rat race of, you know, like, well, I can't do that because I don't have the money. Or how am I supposed to do that without the money? You know, it's like the money for them comes first before that energy and that experience.
Yeah, and I had that point of view. But what I did when I first started Access was, you know, how much does a How to Become Money workbook cost? I don't know, $26? Mm-hmm. So I got the book, I ordered it, and I also bought the Money's Not the Problem, You Are.
Mm-hmm.
And I used the tools. And it was like, and I memorized some of the clearings, and I ran them, and I ran them, and I ran them. And then things started showing up. I mean, the universe literally rearranged itself so I could afford doing the classes. And for the first time in my whole professional career, every time I would do a health talk with chiropractic, or I was a personal trainer before I was a chiropractor, anytime I would do a health talk, I'd never have more than 2 or 3 people show up. Mm-hmm. Okay. But when I started having my bars classes, and I never did anything different as far as advertising, I'd have 15, 18, 19, 20. There were like at least 6 bars classes where I had a waiting list because I didn't have enough room in the clinic. And I said, well, if some people cancel, I'll call you. That never happened. So I'm like, okay, universe, this must be a sign here, you know, that I'm going in the right direction. But it's like, you know, I don't know. But yeah, well, so, but those bars classes paid for me to take the advanced classes, you know? And it was like the universe just had my back. It was really cool.
So what question can we ask, you know, so because I'm, you know, I'm just getting that some people might be saying, well, the universe doesn't have my back.
Well, that's a lie. You know, it's a lie and it's a conclusion. One thing you have to actually start doing is, one of the things I do with the kids, well, not so much the boys because they're like 17 and 15 now, but I still do it with my daughter. She's 9. But we do like what we call a gratitude prayer before we go to bed. And we just say 3 things that we're grateful for before we go to bed. I think, believe this is in maybe in Dane's Being You book as well. And he's also mentioned this on some of his calls and stuff. But like, you know, because if you don't acknowledge what is showing up in your life, then you literally stop the quantum entanglements from rearranging things so that you could actually actualize the thing that you're asking for. So no matter how shitty my day was, or I mean, no matter how shitty maybe some of the kids treated my daughter in school today, I'll just be like, okay, what are you grateful for today? What did show up in your life today that you are actually grateful for? And when you do that exercise of gratitude, it's like the universe is like, oh, cool. Let me show you more things to be grateful for. Right? But it could be little. Like, don't miss those little things, because those little things could be so friggin' powerful. You know? Anyway, so that's one thing. But one of the money questions that were my favorite, it's still one of my favorites till this day, is, you know, what physical actualization of the financial reality beyond this reality am I now capable of generating, creating, and instituting? And anything that doesn't allow that, I destroy and uncreate it. I ran that thing for 6 months and I had all sorts of cool stuff show up. Mm. It was awesome. It was awesome. Now, one thing I have to warn you guys, though, for some of us, you know, most of us have receiving issues in every area of our life. And as these things do show up, you may freak out. You may, like, try to destroy it somehow. I know that sounds insane. I'm like, why would I do that? I've been waiting for lots of money my whole life. Trust me, you do it. You will. You better pot and pock yourself and use the tools and keep practicing receiving. And we have all these great tools to help you to learn how to receive, like receiving the bars or body processes, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing, like some of these, and we've talked about this on other shows as well, but some of these tools and processes are available freely, you know, as I said, you know, if you go to the Access Consciousness YouTube, Dr. Dane Hears YouTube, there are, he does a video almost every week, it feels like, with a new tool, including money ones, because I've watched them myself. It's like, oh yeah, that's cool. Oh yeah, that's cool. But, you know, there are free processes and tools that you can start to run right now to start changing and shifting your reality, your financial reality, your relationship, you name it, everything. And get your bars run, you know, it's like, and that's the thing. It's like, once you start to get your bars run, I've been getting my bars run now every week for a couple of months and it's amazing. And when I get body processes done, oh my God, I just melt. You know, it's like everything starts to shift and change. And I also myself, resisted Access for a long time because I thought, okay, well, Access is this and I do other stuff, you know, so how can I, you know, how can I do both? Blah, blah, blah. Stupid stuff. But once I finally committed, you know, and started doing more and more and more, it's like everything in my life that I had wanted, and I've got tears. I'm so grateful for the tools and for listening to me and my body, for finally taking some classes that I avoided, you know. So, like, you know, I finally went to body class with Cass after resisting for a whole year. It's like, no, I can't do that, you know. And it's like amazing what starts to show up when you actually start using the tool, start getting your bars run, start reading the books, you know, I'm a reader, so I read, and it's like, it does, it works. And I find for myself, these tools work faster than other tools and much more, they're more easier than other tools that I have in my tool belt. You know, I do have them, I still use them, I still work with them, but these, you know, it's my go-to now. And it's like, I didn't think that was gonna show up like that. And it's like, amazing. So thank you, Cass. I know you're on the show with us. She's been amazing creator, amazing teacher. Oh my God. She's completely shifted my life and changed my life so much. So vast. Oh, thank you. I just so love you.
No one's asking a question about the bars.
What are the bars?
Do you want to talk about that or you want
me to? Go ahead. Yeah. So I'll just say, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, again, being a chiropractor where, you know, I work my hands and I put my hands on people's bodies to create different things to show up. But the bars, that's what intrigued me, was a hands-on process where it deals with these 32 points on your head. And it deals with these bars of energy that run from like one side of your brain to the other. Okay. It doesn't stand for anything. It's not an acronym for anything, but it's like these bars of energy. Now each of these points represents different things. Like for example, there's a bar point called money. One's called creativity. One's called body, sexuality, sadness, joy, kindness, gratitude, peace, calm, you name it. And it's really cool. There's a thing called an implant band too, because many of us have been implanted with a lot of points of view from the time we were like wee big. And it's like a lot of our lives, we're running our lives based on like all the crap we heard from, you know, mommy, daddy, father, teacher, preacher, rabbi, whoever, guru, mm-hmm. right? And instead of actually just being choice of like what actually is true for us, right? So when you put your hand on these points, okay, what it does is it starts to activate these bars, and anywhere where you've been functioning from like unawareness, unconsciousness, or anti-consciousness, and for things to not be working for you in your life, it's because you've been unconscious in that particular area. The bars actually start to dissolve those areas of unconsciousness, unawareness, and then you start to get more, it starts to create this space in your universe where the things that were limiting you before with your body or with money or with creativity, it's all of a sudden you realize that those limitations aren't there anymore. It's like it goes beyond anything you could ever do cognitively, because I had done so many cognitive things. I dug up my past. I psychoanalyzed myself with the best shrinks on the planet. And it was like, we only can get so far with that, with talk therapy, but the bars go so deep and so far that it's like, whoa, that makes space in my world that's like, because I knew before I started that I'm like, I need to find something that goes beyond my cognitive mind, that even goes beyond the unconscious mind like you hear out there. And man, the bars will do that for you, and the amazing body processes too. Gosh, all the stuff that comes up with those, it's so cool.
Absolutely. And and the thing is with when you start to get your bars run, you know, Gary says that there's two things that you can do to change your life: get your bars run and choice. Right. So getting your bars run continuously, meaning like every week, every 2 weeks, regularly, is going to help to clear out more and more of those limited points of view that you have, or those points, those fixed points of view, you know, that you may have around certain those areas. Right. And then choose as well. Choose what is it that you'd like to create? You know, what is it that you'd like to experience? What is it that would be fun for you and your body? Include your body, because your body is also having an experience here with you. It's not just your head and your being, but your body as well. And so I know for myself, I avoided the body, my body, for so long, you know, I totally, consciously anyways, but it's had my back. So I'm still here, you know, and I'm so grateful. And now I get to enjoy more. So like, for example, I just got my nails done today and my body loves it. You know, my body loves getting nails done, you know, which I'm 51. I never did this before, you know, so it's like, okay, body, this is what you like. All right, cool. Let's, you know, we'll do that. But that's having ease and connection and communion with your body, with life, with your choices, with everything, you know, instead of separating. And a lot of times we tend to separate ourselves from creation, from life, from money, from, you know, you name it, relationships even, right?
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the whole choice thing. You know, there's a lot of people out in the world that don't believe they have choice. And so many people are like, they're paralyzed when it comes to actually making choices. And again, if by just getting your bars ran, it will sort of just on its own, you'll start to realize that you actually do have choice in any area of your life. And the bar sort of just naturally creates that space. It's not a how, it just happens.
Yeah.
But you just like get your bars ran. Because in for some of you out there too, it could save your life. It could save people's lives from my point of view, without a shadow of a doubt. And Dr. Dane here, he was suicidal. Mm-hmm. You know, that was one of the reasons that interested me at first, because I lost someone, you know, my wife at the time, and she was my best friend. And you know, it's like I lost someone to suicide. And it's like when I heard him say, I had a date planned when I was going to kill myself because I didn't want to do this anymore. And in one bars treatment for him, mm-hmm. he was infused with joy and laughter. And then he knew that there was something else that was possible. So this is more than just, you know, a feel good therapy. This could save somebody's life.
And it can put you on a different path or track of your life if you're willing to be open to it and choose, right? And so it's still about you choosing. So I know that there's questions. If you do have questions, you can type it into the chat, or you can hit the raise your hand button, or you can just wildly wave your hand and I'll unmute you. So Laura is asking, is this a tool that then can be taught to anyone for them to do it themselves? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the bars is it's about receiving. Okay. So it's like a million times more dynamic when you receive it from someone else. It is a push button system. Okay. Now, can you ask for your bars to run? Yes, you can. But you never want to ask more than three of them to run at once. Gary says, so, you know, it, I don't know, may cause a headache or something like that, but bars is really about learning how to receive. So it's something that you want to do with someone who has been instructed on how to do that.
Or, you know, for example, I'm coming to Toronto and Ottawa, and I'll be doing bars classes, right? So I'll be teaching the bars. And then so those people that are going to be in the class, they can then do a bar swap. So they can run bars on each other. So that can be a starting point for them to get the bars run, you know, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever, you know, whatever it is, every couple of weeks. And
you don't have to be in the healing profession. You know, it's like anybody can do it. I've had some of my best bar sessions with like accountants, you know, people don't know anything about healing, never put their hands on anyone's bodies. You know, you get a manual, you get a head chart, it tells you where to go. And I promise you, it doesn't make the session any less dynamic because you don't have any experience working with bodies.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really easy. And once you do one bars class, you get a manual and you become a bars practitioner, and then you can offer them to friends and clients, and you can charge also if you'd like. So definitely.
Yeah. And after three classes with three different facilitators, then you could actually facilitate the classes themselves. So you want to take three classes with three different facilitators, and there's facilitators around the whole entire world. And then you could actually do your own classes. How's it better than that? Really easy. To get your bar certification. It's so awesome.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's so easy to facilitate the class, and it's, you know, it's fun. And you know, when you're giving a bar session or gifting a bar session, you're also receiving at that time too. So it's like, it's, you know, sometimes when I'm gifting to somebody, I'm like totally zoned out because I'm also receiving, you know, it's great. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, that was class. That was a question. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
So I know that Caroline had a question earlier, and she was talking about, so it's about finances and money. So last week she incurred $20,000 in debt because of a foundation, fans, car sticker, muffler, exhaust repairs, all in 1 week. And so of course, you know, not of course, but she didn't have $20,000 to pay for it. So she had to put it on her credit card. And she said, I can't seem to get past these debts. I never have any extra money to have fun. And she said, I want to sell everything so that I don't have to have any more debts or responsibilities. I'm just frustrated and unhappy. please help. I'm desperate for ease and grace.
Well, I don't know how much access you have done, but one of the things we learn in the How to Become Money workbook is refer to your debts as past expenditures, because debt sounds like death. Mm-hmm. And back, I don't know my history, but there used to be this thing called debtor prisons where they would mm-hmm. lock people and put people in jail for having debt. So there's an energy behind when you say, I have all this debt. Okay. So one of the basic tools, and look, in my most crankiest of cranky days, when all this shit would show up, the one tool we ask and access is, how does it get better than this? And if you got to say it 2,000 times that day, mm-hmm. say it 2,000 times. It will shift the energy and the universe will show you something. Now, does it mean you'll be able to pay that $20,000 the next day? Maybe you will, but maybe you won't. You know, just don't go into freak out. Refer to it, okay, this is a past expenditure. You could also ask, what's right about this I'm not getting? Or you could also ask, what do I like about not having money? What do I like about not having money? Because, and that might be a little bit too deep, because people will be like, what are you talking about? I like having money. But if we're willing to actually look at what is, right? This is called access consciousness, right? We're accessing more consciousness, our own consciousness, and avoiding looking at what is in your world doesn't create anything for you. Okay. So be willing to actually look at what is and what choices that you've been making. And then you can just say, okay, what else is now possible that I haven't even considered? And then the other thing, and I think it already left as soon as it came in. Shoot. Darn it. I forgot it. It came in and it went right out. It's like I had three things I wanted to say all at once.
Yep.
And when I got through the first two, the third one left.
Well, it'll come back.
Sorry. So hopefully that helps.
It usually does. So, you know, one of the things that you mentioned was about the what's right about this I'm not getting, right? And so the what's right about this I'm not getting gets you out of that judgment and conclusion and the heaviness of this is happening to me. But, you know, so there's a reason why it's happening to you, you know, meaning it is a choice. It's a creation, you know, and, you know, if you look at it that way, it's like, okay, cool. You know, I'm a magnificent, potent creator. What else can I create now?
Thank you. I remembered.
I knew you would.
a lot of times we don't, like, when we start to incur past expenditures, right, then we automatically start thinking about where we need to cut back.
Mm-hmm.
Like what things do we need to get rid of? Instead of asking, what do we need to get rid of? Why not ask, what can I actually create today that will make me more money right away? Mm-hmm. That's a question, right? Yeah. So it's about what else can you create that will be able to pay off that past expenditure, not what you have to eliminate or cut back from.
Oh, yes, absolutely. What can I create today? Yeah. And I think, you know, even that concept of creation and creating, it's not necessarily a doing. And people think creating means doing. So if you already work 8 hours a day, how can you, you know, what else are you supposed to do? I'm just picking that up out of people's heads here. Right? So creation is not just about doing. What can you talk a little bit about that as well, Anthony, about what creation actually is?
Well, number one, creation is asking the question. That's number one, because when you ask a question, what you do is you actually start to loosen up everything is made up of molecules, right? Subatomic particles. So with every point of view you have, there's a solidity to it. So when you ask so if you have this point of view that, okay, I have a job, I'm making X amount of dollars, there's not enough time in the day, you've just created a solidity. Okay. There's no question in that. That's only conclusion.
Yeah.
So by living and asking questions, and you'll get those questions like in the How to Become Money workbook or Money's Not the Problem, You Are, what you do is you start to loosen up those solidities or those molecular structures where there's actually space. And then what's the universe is going to end up doing is going to say, here you go. Here are all these different choices you have to choose from that will create different possibilities. I can't tell you what those are. And you may not know what those are at first, but you really can't, but don't be vested in the answer. as soon as you ask the question, because you may get the awarenesses that you need the next day, that night, could show up in a dream, or it may not show up for like 3 to 6 months. Okay. But stay the course. Like Gary says, never give up, never quit, never give in. Stay the course by constantly asking questions and being the question, not so that you can get an answer, but so that you can actually have multiple possibilities. Mm. What if like there were 10 ways to change your situation, not just one?
And these are going to be okay. different ways
so
that you possibly
questions
never even imagined. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
So
asking questions is how you start to loosen up stuff. It really works, you guys. Even if you do it like with a shit attitude, you don't have to be positive when you do it. You know, like when you do like affirmations, it's not like that. You can like have a shit ass attitude, but just ask the freaking questions and all of a sudden it's like, damn, you get this download of like 10 choices. And then, right, you have to choose. It's really crazy. It's kind of fucked up how it works. It's really weird. And it's like 6 years later, you know, look, none of us were brought up this way. No, there's nothing in the world that teaches you how to do this. So it's like, I'm still friggin' learning. I have to use, Dane and Gary use these tools every day. Mm-hmm. They use these tools every freaking day. There's no mountaintop to get to. You got to use the tools every day. You know, there's no get to. It's like watching them use the tools is really friggin' cool. You know, but what's really cool is it's like they seem like they've achieved so much and they're at the top of the mountain and that's what we're trying to get to as well. And then we know our life, you know, is worth living and all that. No, like they may get to a place, but guess what? They're still asking questions of what else is possible. What else do I get to create today? Because there is no get to. Get to is not in their universe. It's like, what else do I get to create today? Yeah. You know what I mean? That'll make me more money right away.
That is a great question.
Yeah, and how much fun can I have? Most of you think that like you can't have fun and make money. Mm-hmm. That's another lie and an invention. You know? So, I mean, God, there's so many clearing processes. And I love the new stuff about the jails, the judgments, the agendas, the inventions, and the lies. We lie to ourselves every single day, and we invent so much crap, and we're so still stuck in all of our friggin' stories, man. I mean, we still are. It's crazy. Even things that happened 20 years ago, people are still looping back to that same story over and mm-hmm. over again like it happened yesterday.
Yeah, I did it on the weekend. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm bring that up again, you know? But... Yeah. It's gone now this time. I got it. Finally.
You know, it happens. It's cool. But you got to also change it when you loop in, which is great. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So one thing we haven't talked about, which you are amazing at, is, and I've been like really, this stuff is coming up for me lately. So I thought I would ask, you know, the whole entities thing. even yesterday I had a call with my group and it was like, it was so heavy, you know, I'm running clearings and everything. It's so heavy. It's like, what is this? And I asked, you know, are there entities, you know, like, so we cleared entities and then it was like so much lighter and so much easier. And, you know, and it's like so much more fun, but it's like, this is something else that I resisted forever. And is it possible that, you know, sometimes these entities are kind of messing with us, I'm going to say, to be, you know,
well,
gentle about it.
You're messing with you. Well, yes and no. You're messing with you first to make you less. Mm-hmm. And then you empower them when you make you less and when you judge you. So no entity can make you do anything that you don't want to do. It's actually a choice. And it's because you've made yourself less in the process. And you've also bought the, the dramatizations of the spirit world from that you see in movies and TVs that like it's more powerful than you. And, you know, you can only be a victim of that world or the unseen world and all that. So that's not the case at all. And like you with bodies, I avoided talk to the entities for 5 years. I only went to those classes when I first started Access because I wanted like Shannon to communicate with my dead wife, you know, and like tell me why she killed herself, you know. But and then I avoided, and I was so angry, like it was weird. It was like bodies, that's what I do. I love that stuff. Energy, that's what I do. I love that stuff. But the entity stuff, not for me, whatever. And I avoided it. And then one day I asked a question, what would it take for my ASB sessions to become more powerful and potent? Because I started becoming aware that people have demons, man. I mean, like, not figuratively, like literally. And it's impacting their body, their health, their lives, the sex that they have, you name it. And so, and it was like, one day I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see this taster that Shannon did in Copenhagen. You know, fast forward 5 years later, I'm like, oh, it's time for me to look at it. And so this time around, for whatever reason, it was like, it made sense, like in a very pragmatic way. And then I texted Gary, I'm like, Gary, I don't really see ghosts or anything, man. I'm like, it's a waste of my time to take these classes. I don't know. And he's like, bullshit. He's like, when did you cut off your awareness? And then I don't know. And I'm like, oh, 5. And then I started to remember when I was like a little kid, man, I was aware of really dark energies around us and my family. And so anyway, make a long story short, I decided to take the classes again, and it's changed my whole reality, And it's not what we've made it out to be. No. It's totally different. Did I lose you?
No. And that's the thing. Sometimes that thing that we resist.
Did I lose you?
Nope. I'm here. Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
You guys froze on me. Yeah.
I was just going to say, sometimes that one thing that we resist the most is, once we actually allow it in, it's going to change everything. So for me, it was the bodies, you know, being in communion with my body, recognizing I have a body, you know, and that was huge, you know. And now it's the entities thing. It's like, okay, maybe there's a capacity there. Maybe there's something there. Maybe I was like, you know, resisting it for a reason. It's like, whatever, but we can use all these things, body processes, body classes, entity classes, and all that to our advantage. All those tools we can use to our advantage to help us create the life that we truly desire.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
So it's not like it's something out there or something separate or something, you know, these are all tools and processes that we can use to have more money, to have a better relationship with our bodies, to create that life that we desire, to just be who we truly are and who we truly be and have fun in life, right? It's not about the suffering. It's about creating your life in such a way that you're actually having fun.
Yes, exactly. And that's very foreign to most people. So, and you know, and there's a lot of people on this call, they wouldn't be on this call if they didn't like, you know, enjoy learning about tools and modalities to like overcome their issues. But it's like, what if it wasn't about overcoming your issues anymore? And what if actually it was beyond that, greater than that? And I didn't realize that until it was about 2 years of me doing Access when I was finally at Certified Facilitators. And like, I got this intense download of the magic of these, literally magic of these tools. And I literally got on my knees and I started weeping because these tears of gratitude were like just flowing. And like, and then I could perceive the oneness in all life. It was like, even the pavement was pulsating and the trees and the animals and, you know, with the bird, you know, whatever, the flowers was like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, oh my God, these tools aren't just about getting you through your issues, or yeah, they can create that for you, but it this is about like having fun, enjoying the magic of this, you know, of embodiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like creating things beyond this reality too. And it's like, and I didn't get that the first year and a half. The first year and a half was about me getting through my depression, me overcoming the loss of my wife, me trying to get through being a single father of 3 kids. And, you know, this shit can change your life. And this is another thing I found as a facilitator too. People sometimes, they get bored if they don't have something to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how much are you addicted to the overcoming? You know, And it's like, what if you didn't have any problems anymore? Right? And you actually had space. These tools are designed to create space. So I tell people, like, don't, when you have this space, be with it. Ask, what can I create now that I haven't even considered? Don't go looking to fill this space up with shit to overcome. Mm-hmm. And we do that because nobody's comfortable with space. Nobody knows what to do with it, you know?
Right.
And it's something that shows up over time.
And it's and for me, you know, it's always been about having ease in my life, having joy in my life, doing things that are fun for me and my body. And, you know, what more of that can I experience? And I'm finding even for myself in the past year or two, especially, life is just getting much more dynamic, much more ease-filled, more joy-filled, more elegant, more and more and more of what I truly like and have fun with, you know. And it's like, and I keep asking, okay, what else? What else would be fun for me? What else would be fun for me? What else would I like to create? What else would I like to experience? Who else do I want to talk to? You know? And so I'm constantly asking those types of questions. And so I get to meet so many wonderful, beautiful, potent creators, and it's like, wow, how lucky am I that I get to do that? And how lucky am I that I get to play in this way? And it's like, wow, so grateful, but it's part of me choosing, right? It's not just, oh, it just showed up. It's part of me choosing and asking. Yeah. So I was hoping you could just talk a little bit about, Anthony, about the gift that you have for our listeners, and it's called The Energy of Miracles. It's on the gift page if people are wondering now. But can you talk a little bit about The Energy of Miracles? It's a gift that you're sharing with us.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of going back to sort of the magic of who we be, mm-hmm. and the magic of this beautiful planet that we live on that's floating in space here that we actually take for granted. And it's really about just accessing the magic, really the magic of you, the being, your body, and everything around you, and utilizing everything around you to your advantage, but not to take, but to actually to receive and to gift simultaneously. And that's another thing that this work actually creates, because it's where you actually get to gift to people, but at the same time, you're receiving just as much. There are times when I do a session where I almost want to pay the person because I got so much out of it. And that never happened when I was doing chiropractic, you know?
Yeah.
And it was always me giving and giving and giving, and I'd be so wiped out. But like with this work, there is a gifting and receiving simultaneously, but it's like you could have that with everything. And so it's just like I don't even know how long it is. It's like an 8 to 10 minute sort of, it's not a guided meditation, but it's sort of like just a walkthrough of just getting you to access really the energy of you, the miracle of you. I mean, just look at your body alone and what a miracle it is. Think about all the different things, all the processes that are going on right now without you even telling it to do so. Mm-hmm. It's just happening automatically and we take it for granted. So, but it's just beyond that as well. So, you know, just, you know, lay down, get in a comfortable space, lower your barriers, be super vulnerable, and and just receive the yummies. And it was something that Gary, I took it, you know, Gary created this whole thing. So it's not, I can't take any credit for that one.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're sharing it with us and so that we can all experience it as well. And I know that there's some freebies also on your website, dranthonymattis.com.
And YouTube too. There's a whole bunch of free stuff as well.
So, you know, there's no shortage of tools and processes that you can begin to use to start to change your life. You know, and when I send out the replay email, I will put links to the two books that Anthony mentioned, the Money Workbook and the Money's Not a Problem, You Are.
That
one, I'll put those links in there because they have, I mean, Money's Not the Problem, You Are. I have so many yellow sticky notes in that one because there's like, that was one of the first books I read, and so many yellow sticky notes in there. It's like filled with it, you know, because there's process after process, tool after tool that you can start to use to change your financial reality, right?
Yep.
So, and they're amazing. So, and if you can get to a bars class, get to a bars class. And if you've taken bars and foundation, get to a Pilates class. It will change your life. And, totally. You know, like I said, I resisted it. And it's like, But, and then when I finally did, it's like, oh my God, it has changed my life and my relationship with my body, the relationship with what I'm creating in the world is completely different because I'm creating with my body, right? In communion with my body. And, I'm just having so much fun. it's amazing. And now hopefully I will get to see you soon, Anthony, doing a Talk to the Entities class somewhere in the world. I know you're starting to facilitate more of those as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Awesome. I got a class in, I don't even know, in Eltville, Germany. We're doing a class in June, at the end of June, let's say June 29th and 30th or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. I don't know where that is, but I will look it up. And also, in the States too, you're going to be in Colorado as well.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I forgot about that one. Yeah, that's June 2nd and 3rd. And then the intro is on June 1st. So yeah, Telluride, Colorado. It's gorgeous there. I can't wait to play with the nature spirits there.
And you also do those potent ASB sessions. So wherever, but those ones you can do over the phone as well or Zoom. And
I do those, remotely. We can do them on Zoom as we're doing right now and in person. So
what are those? Like, what happens in those sessions, Anthony? Just really quickly.
Oh, my God. And, I mean, geez. Everything. Everything. And, you know, it just depends. It depends. You know, it's like, you know, my gosh. I'll just say what people have said to me, okay? Mm-hmm. Space, number one. People have space. They have more communion with their bodies, okay? Sometimes physical issues will disappear. But to me, it's more like life-changing. One session can change someone's life. And one of the biggest things for me is when people are like, I feel like I have more me for the first time in my life. And that to me is like everything, you know, and it's like, that's why I became a chiropractor. I just wanted people to have more of them because what I have found in with people's bodies is so much of that is repressed potencies and capacities, people not utilizing their gifts and talents, and it's all stored and locked away. And in an ASB session, to unlock that, to unlock people's gifts, and to take it from being stored and stuck in their bodies because of whatever points of view they have or conclusions they've made, and to unlock that where they actually have space and, you know, freedom to actually choose, to me is makes it all worthwhile for me. And then people's sex lives get better. I've had people say that to me too, so I'll get better than that.
That's always a good thing. And so, and as Cass says, the quick answer is magic is what happens in your sessions.
Oh, thanks, Cass. There's some testimonials on my website if you want to check out what people have had to say about it, but it's cool.
Beautiful.
I feel really blessed. I don't know what else to say. It's just, I am blessed to be able to do this work. And I know Cass feels the same way, and just because what we can create in people's worlds and stuff is just, I haven't found anything else there out there like that, like this work.
And that's the thing. It's like sometimes, you know, we don't realize until we actually do, you know, take a bars class or we do a session with somebody or we do one of these, you know, these free calls and you start getting some more clarity or awareness and a tool or two that you can start to use. And once you start to use it, you know, you'll notice your life starts to change. And so sometimes it's even that something simple and little that will start to change, but be willing to change your life. Be willing to create your life how you would like it to be. And once you start to do that and allow yourself to be without judgment, you know, it doesn't matter what choices you've made in the past and it doesn't matter what choices you're going to make in the future. Then what counts is what are you doing now? What are you choosing for yourself now? And what's next, right? So the gift of choice for me is that you create your reality and you get more and more awarenesses of sometimes what you would like your life to be like. You know, and then you choose, and then you create, and you choose, and you choose, and you choose. So thank you. Thank you so much. And this has been so much fun for me, and I received so much from doing these shows because, like, you know, it's like gifting and receiving, and it's like, you know, totally. I feel so blessed. It's like, wow, what a wonderful choice I made to do these shows, right? Yeah.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Oh, absolutely. This was so much fun. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you soon. And I look forward to being in one of your classes in person. One of these days, I know it'll happen. Maybe in Germany, maybe I'll come to South Carolina. Who knows?
Okay. Bye, everyone. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, everyone. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.